WRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Off the Goop. I'm Paul Timmis.
I'm Zachary Fisk.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Henry.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Alex.
You said your whole name.
And this is Off the Goop. Zach, would you like to take us away?
Yeah. Now, we would like to start today off by talking about Mars. I own Mars.
You own Mars?
I own Mars.
And what brought you to this conclusion?
Well, I wanted, so I have just decided that I own Mars.
And has anyone challenged you on this?
I kind of want Mars.
No, well, you can't have it because
you're Hannah, so you really don't have a say in this?
I think he kind of claimed it first.
All right.
He kind of has dibs.
He does have dibs. I'll give it to him.
Yeah, you can take it from me.
Can I have Saturn, though?
No.
Sure.
Okay, he said yes, I get Saturn.
Zach doesn't own the solar system. He can't just give away planets.
He only owns
Mars.
Okay, fine.
You should have put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Someone already put a ring on it.
I now claim Saturn, so that's mine now.
Fine, I claim Jupiter.
Jupiter, really?
Yeah.
She wants to go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Yeah. Hannah's stupider. I'd like to take this chance to give a shout out to our two listeners, Kevin and Gabby.
Oh, Gabby just texted me, Zach owns Mars.
Ah, yes, confirmed.
So 50% of our listeners confirm Zach's claim.
No, you mean 100% of the human population agrees that I own Mars.
I'm sorry, I have not heard from Kevin yet. Kevin, would you send
a text saying that I own Jupiter?
Don't do it.
No.
That's not really necessary. Kevin, would you like to chime in with what you think about Zach's claim?
I'm not even 100% sure Kevin's listening. Kevin said that he might listen.
Ooh, Nate Bonchi is typing.
And, oh.
Would we like to see what he said?
Yeah, well, do we?
I just got out of rehearsal. Are you guys all doing the show?
Yeah, tell him that we're on air. Henry owns Jupiter, Gabby says.
Why
Gabby, you're
Jupiter?
The worst.
Because I claimed Jupiter as well as Saturn.
No,
I
you
heard that.
You can't
okay.
have both.
You can't have both.
I still have not heard from Kevin.
That's
Kevin, are you listening?
You can't take him away from
that. Well, I'll go up there and do it. I own Mars is close to Jupiter and Saturn. I'll launch an assault.
Saturn is closer to Jupiter than Mars is.
Kevin, are you there?
That's
how
do
you
not
so?
I already own Saturn.
Is that
have
true?
You seen them?
That's not true.
Have you seen them? Have you seen them?
Have you seen them?
I didn't think so.
I have seen them.
I can't say that one on air, Gabby.
I've gone to Saturn many times.
Prove! Prove! You're not a robot!
Saturn pretty often. You know, I've claimed it, so it's mine. So I have to go check up on
That's
it.
That's
rude,
sure Henry.
There are Long John Silvers to.
Are you really talking about rude, Hannah?
She said I own the sun.
I would like to give a shout out to Jordan's mom.
Tim, whatever you're about to say, don't.
You're pretty cool.
Okay.
Jordan's mom, can you say that Hannah owns the moon?
You don't need to do that.
Please?
If Jordan's the sun, Hannah's definitely not the moon.
Please?
The planet moon.
Shout out to Caitlin.
I would also just like to put it out there that I own Pluto, and Pluto 100% is a planet.
It's not a planet.
It is a planet, Zach, and I will fight you on this.
It's a what? No, it's not a dwarf star.
It's a dwarf planet.
It's no.
No, it is a planet. It is a full-fledged planet.
It's a rock.
You're a rock.
Wow.
Gabby
says she owns the moon.
A rock.
These are some fighting words.
There's a little sizzly in here. Come on.
We are getting a little sizzly.
So how do you acquire the rights to Mars?
He wanted it, so
it's really a long process. There's a lot of paperwork involved. It's pretty difficult. Huh. If you want, you'll have to check out our other show, Owning Mars. Then we'll talk about that in detail. You gotta tune in next time. We make a lot of stuff there, though. We make Mars Bars, Milky Way.
Right.
Mars Bars.
Yeah, we do that. It's a pretty profitable enterprise.
Owning Mars.
I'm proud of you, Zach.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long, journey, a lot of work, but we're here.
Do they have much basketball on Mars?
They have no basketball on Mars.
Really?
That's sad.
That's sad
for you.
Yeah. Actually, it's wonderful.
How do you handle that?
Well, I think.
Because you don't play basketball?
I don't play basketball and I don't know how.
But you are basketball Zach.
Don't be modest.
Basketball Zach doesn't play basketball. Something's just not adding up here.
Maybe it's because he owns Mars.
That could
be
it.
He just doesn't want to flex
on us. That could be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to make you feel bad.
He doesn't want us to feel too bad.
Sorry, Tim. Okay, let's talk about something else now.
What's next, Zach?
Besides Mars. Did you know that if you have a table or a chair, you're in luck? Because if you put a table on your head and walk around, you are invisible.
Hmm. I actually did know that.
It's crazy,
it's
right?
It's crazy. How do you So I was just like doing homework at like 3 a.m. one day in the basement.
Casually.
And then I put... Yeah, Alex has a picture. I put a chair on my head, and then she didn't know where I went.
Well, wow. You listeners, I have the picture up right now. Take a look.
You can't see it, can you?
Nope.
Because I'm invisible.
You can't see him. You can't see him because he's got...
Because I have a chair on my head, so I'm invisible.
Exactly. Proof.
Proof!
We're really proving
Henry
a lot
gets
of things.
It. He's in 290.
Yeah. I was in the room when you guys were doing that.
I've done it multiple times.
What?
Put a chair on my head.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think there's really a lot of potential there. There's so many
so
different things you can do with it.
Yeah. Which chair? The green one?
It doesn't matter.
Or the blue
one? Any chair.
I think it was like one of those wooden ones.
Wooden one.
Yeah.
It's got
foam.
Wooden ones.
Okay, they have foam on the bottom of them, right?
Yeah.
They've got foam on the bottom of them.
It's actually pretty comfy.
They want you to put
They literally want... They're literally asking for it.
They are. If they didn't have foam on, why
would they not have? Okay.
Yeah.
How did you find this out?
It was a rainy Thursday evening.
Oh, God.
And I was sitting in a chair, and it occurred to me that nobody ever has a chair that sits on them. You know, it's sad, because we sit on chairs all the time, and they must feel so left out. So I put the chair on me, and then I became invisible.
Wow. That's riveting.
That's really cool.
That's so sad.
What, the chairs never get
to chairs
sit on
just,
other chairs?
They don't get to sit on other people.
But you have seen those big, like, towers of chairs just all stacked up, right?
They just need someone to lean on.
That's true.
Lean on me. Lean on us wrong.
This chair thing is actually a hidden strategy in musical chairs. If you're about to get out in musical chairs, you can hide under one of the chairs and lift it up just a little bit so that you're invisible. And then it seems like no one got out of the round because the one person
yes.
that is not sitting in a chair
That's
is
true.
Invisible under a chair.
No one would ever notice.
Yeah.
This is genius.
And Henry knows a lot about games, so he would know, right?
He's a true gamer.
A true gamer.
I'm not really sure who
He's
Henry
kind of the
is.
Republic
I don't think I know
gamers?
Someone named Henry.
I'm Henry. I'm sitting in the room with you.
I thought you had a different name. I'm not sure.
Pretty sure my
I
name
think
is.
I forgot it.
Oh,
Henry?
Your name's not Henry.
No, my name's Henry.
Is it Richard?
Your name's...
Richard!
Yes, it is Richard! Oh. Richard! Richard.
My name is Henry. I was born with the name Henry.
Richard Steinfeld.
Always known by the name Henry.
Oh, Richard.
Every once in a while someone
Classic
calls me Hank.
Richard.
Made me a little uncomfortable, but I go by Henry.
He goes by Richard.
I don't know who Richard is.
We call him Richard because he's a Richard.
What do we think about
now
ASMR?
Now our ASMR break.
What?
Alex.
And now we resume.
That is what Hannah falls asleep to every night.
No,
we
she
all
falls
find it.
To people bullying her
we all find
ASMR.
It deeply disturbing, but she's Hannah, so we just sort of let it slide.
It'd be like that. Sometimes.
It'd be like that sometimes. Zach, would you like to introduce a new topic?
New topic. Have you ever found that lights are too bright? I have. Sometimes.
Actually, we turned out most of the lights in the studio because they were just too bright.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
blind right
we
now.
Couldn't
I
handle
see
it.
Anything.
We could not handle
if only
it.
We could be
you know who else can't see anything?
Who? Hannah?
Hannah. You know
I'm
why?
Very attacked
you know why she can't see anything? Because she's not blonde.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That makes total sense to all of our listeners.
Yes.
Gabby and Kevin. So... What was the point of that? Oh, yeah. We need more options, because light switches just aren't good enough. Like, they have on, and they have off. And that's really...
Some of them are dimmers.
Some have dimmers.
Okay, some of them. But this is 2020 now, and we really need more options for lights.
All of them should have dimmers.
Exactly.
All of them should have dimmers,
I think you should run...
Dimmers should be standard.
That should be your platform.
Lights
have been the same for so long. Can we not shake it up? Can't we make it spicy? Add something new?
Dimmers to every light.
I would like to give an alternative opinion, is that I mean, while dimmers are nice, I personally believe that bright lights are better than low lights. I like to be able to see things. I like to be able to understand what things are.
You don't believe that.
Invalid.
No, I believe that.
Can
There's
we
a reason
add
I
smell
said it.
You
lights?
Don't believe that.
That'd be interesting.
I believe Ooh. That, but you don't believe that.
What kinds of smells would you want lights to have?
Like
something fruity?
I would like a smell that's like a burning jacket.
Would you
burning hair? wear?
No, a burning jacket.
Jacket.
Specifically a jacket.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of, like, a plastic jacket?
Sort of, I don't know, like, a light gray jacket.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, Tim.
It just seems kind of cool.
Did you burn your jacket last night on that light?
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's just move on.
Just remember to take the paper out of your pockets.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, new topic. Did you know that the pupils of sheep and goats are rectangular?
Yes. The pupils?
What? Pupils.
Oh, yes, I did. I did pupils, actually know
yes.
that.
Yeah. Not sheep. I thought it was just the goats.
Goats and sheep are the same thing.
Yeah, they're basically the same.
What?
One's just really furry.
Thing, except one of them
is called a goat and the other one is called a sheep.
Yeah, a sheep is just a goat with more hair.
Hold yeah.
A sheep is just a goat really, called a sheep.
I need to Google this really
you
quick.
Can't really
I didn't know that.
Googling on the air is kind of like cheating, don't you think?
You need
Googling
to Google on the air.
And I will literally report you. I will report you, Jordan.
Are sheep goats?
I know. Kevin, this was a personal question of yours. So we're answering.
Kevin, sheep would you like to chime
to
in?
The genus Ovis and have 54 chromosomes. Goats belong to the genus Capra and have 60. They're sometimes called Jeep. They're not to be confused with the sheep goat.
Did you say Jeep?
Yeah, but Jeep spelled with G.
Jeep
with a G.
Beep, beep, Jeep
I'm
with
a
sheep.
G. Beep, 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 I'm a sheep. I said beep, 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 beep I'm a sheep.
Okay.
Would anyone like to listen to that right now?
No.
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 It's a good song, though.
What song?
Beep, beep, I'm a sheep.
Beep, beep, beep I'm a sheep.
Yes.
Beep, beep, I'm a sheep.
What about beep, beep, I'm a goat?
I'm a sheep.
No, there's not enough hair.
There's not enough hair?
Boat, 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 I'm a goat.
Boat,
I'm a goat.
That wasn't
funny,
Henry.
Boat, I'm a goat.
No.
Okay, so we will soon be getting a special guest.
We will?
Yes.
Who's the special guest?
A large Nathan. Special guest.
It's Nathan.
He is,
oh.
His name is
Nathan
Bocciball.
He said, let me in, and then he said, never mind. And I yelled out into the hallway, Nathan, and nobody responded.
That
never
is
mind.
Spooky.
I have gotten a song request.
Oh, you have?
From who?
From Kevin Stetnik.
Wait, Kevin's actually listening? Oh,
yes, he is listening.
Kevin.
And
Kevin,
he said to me,
in.
And I quote, Stars and Stripes Forever Break, Origins
oh.
of Goop.
Wow.
I think we should do a Stars and Stripes Forever Break.
I think
we should.
We should. We've gotten a request.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it'd be unpatriotic.
For all our fans out there.
For all the Kevins out
there. So this is Stars and
Stripes. This is for you, Kevin.
Yeah, it's right here. This is Stars and... This is Stars and Stripes Forever.
Stars and Stripes Forever.
Thank you.
Okay. We are back. And that was Stars and Stripes Forever, a favorite of Kevin Stepnick. That's true. It is such a good... It is a quality song.
If you don't like that song, you're a commie.
That's true. Oh. I agree with that.
I think it's time to... We have some people to thank. The first person I'd like to thank is the Cardinal First Foundation for putting cardinals before babies.
Yes, as they should.
And then next, to contradict that, we'd like to thank the Trigonometry Baby for helping us understand the dark, ranted secrets of triangles.
I would like to thank Stromboli.
Now we have our special guests.
Two of them now.
We have two new special guests.
Hello, I am Nate Bongi, and I am the resident big boy.
Nate! Yes. You're squishing me.
Hi. Big boy. I'm Gabby Kapanga, and I'm just kind of here.
Now, Zach, would you like to introduce our new topic?
So, this one's sort of sad. Why don't people know about the Norwegian butter crisis?
Yes, I would also like to know this.
I don't know about it. Can you enlighten me?
Me neither.
Me neither.
Great. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so no one
this
knew about
this. Is a problem.
This. It was a problem back in 2011.
I think I'd be butter off if I knew.
Sorry. Alex.
Tell us.
Please explain.
Okay. In Norwegia, in 2011, it rained a lot, and the cows, they didn't like it for some reason. There's science involved. And... the butter didn't work. It was bad. So they had
to.
It was bad butter. They had to go buy it from other places, and so the price of butter went up to a lot. I think it might have been like $50 a pound. A lot of money for butter, and it was sad. So that was the Norwegian butter crisis, and more people should know about it.
Now more people do. Thank you.
Yeah. Now all three people who are listening to the show know about
it's
Norwegian
butter
crisis.
It's actually 10 now.
It's 10?
Yeah. If you are listening to the show right now, and if you want to call us, you can call us at, you ready for this? Write this down. 610-330-5316. I will repeat. 610-330-5316. Let us know what you think.
Do we know how to work the phone?
I think it'll just ring.
Yes, it will.
Also, please let us know if you have heard of the Norwegian butter crisis.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
I learned about
apparently
it.
Apparently, it is a thing.
I thought I was the only one that knew about it.
That is what we have learned so far.
It's a thing.
Yes, it is a thing.
It's a tragic...
It looks like Nate has something to...
Nathan, do you have a comment?
Nate has something to say.
Nate looked very excited to say something.
He wants
Would you like to chime in?
The microphone is at Nate.
I would not like to chime in at this moment.
I'm not sure they can hear you.
The butter crisis is quite an interesting topic and that I have no input on. Now back to Zach.
Zach, do you have anything else to add?
Actually, I have a lot to add. I would like to propose a theory that the reason why all pickles are cucumbers is because cucumbers are useless and there's no other point for them, so people just turn them into pickles.
I would like to disagree with this.
Yes, I would like to...
Pickles are also useless, though. I hate pickles.
Also disagree. Provide a counterpart. That's a fancy way of saying that. Yes. Cucumbers are delicious, and pickles are terrible. Also, Larry the Cucumber is a pretty cool guy.
He is a cool
guy. And if
you
were a pickle, he'd be not a cool guy.
Should we listen to one of Larry the Cucumber's songs?
No.
I think that would be a great idea.
I think that's a bad idea.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Kevin, would you like to hear some VeggieTales?
Kevin, no.
No, we're not listening to VeggieTales.
So, Alex, I have a question for you. You just eat cucumbers?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's rather normal.
People do that. I do that.
No, but disgusting. Nobody does that.
They're so good.
Oh. Cucumbers and pickles.
Really?
We have two missed calls.
Wait,
I don't... I guess we don't know how to use the phone.
I am sorry, Kiki. I missed your call. We do not know how to work this.
Also, we should call again.
Because Kevin said that Kiki called.
We do not curse on the air.
She wrote it down. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Please don't.
Okay, so how do we use this? Does anyone know?
I think we just pick up the
connect?
Phone. And that's what the guy said, but everyone was really confused during that meeting.
Okay,
were,
can
like,
you call right now?
Standing in the same room.
Just call again.
All of us are way too afraid to say anything.
For a few days, so
Alex. Alex was a receptionist.
I did completely mess it up.
Are you?
I just slightly messed it up a few times.
Are you calling again, Kiki?
Kiki, are you calling? We can't hear the phone, and we don't know how to fix it.
In the meantime, I'd like to propose Just I'd like to talk about the pronunciation of the word cucumber. The first four letters are C-U-C-U.
Are you calling, Kiki?
And K separately, which is hello? Odd. Also, the first part is Q, so why is it not
should we call her?
The letter Q? Why wouldn't it be spelled Q-C-U? Cucumber?
Because that's
That is disgusting.
That's just dumb.
Well, then why is the C-U-C-U pronounced differently?
Nathan?
Because of the consonants.
Yeah, you see, they're not.
They're
actually
not.
The C-U-C, the first three letters are all silent. The U is pronounced cuca.
This is false information.
No.
I would just like to put out there to all the children listening, I'm sure there are many of you, that the C is pronounced ka, and that C-U-C is, or C-U-C-U is not pronounced cuca. It does not make sense.
You're lying to our listeners.
The U, the second U is pronounced cuca.
Have you figured
the first U is silent.
The second U is pronounced
No.
No.
It's cuca. It's pronounced cuca.
Just because
stay
three
with me.
People are saying something louder than you doesn't mean they're right.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
We said that louder than you.
I agree with the majority. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Apparently, I misunderstood what
that
Kevin
the
said.
The second U in the word cucumber
you
is
misunderstood
pronounced
what
cuca.
Kevin said.
And the first three
of
letters
course.
Are silent.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We agree.
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
That's the E in cucumber also is the bird.
Oh,
we are getting a call.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Answer.
Hi, viewer.
Hi, you are on with Off the Goop.
They're on the what? Goop. Hi, I'm Sarah Grace.
Yes.
Hello, Sarah Grace.
I was supposed to call in.
Hi, do you have anything to add?
You're supposed to call in?
Apparently.
For anyone wondering, hi, this is Gabby. This is my best friend from high school, Sarah Grace. I told her to call in and say whatever she wants.
What would you like to say, Sarah Grace?
About the cucumber thing or the butter?
Things.
What are your opinions?
A lot of them.
You can't say a lot.
Would you care to venture any? We're having a lovely spring day in February.
Pickles. Well, nice. We're not in Chicago.
How do you feel about pickles?
Pickles? I only like bread and butter pickles. The only valid type of pickle is bread and butter.
Not even half sour pickles?
No.
Wow.
Dill. Kosher dill.
No.
Kosher dill pickles?
Mm-hmm.
All
what
pickles are
big
bad.
Big dill about kosher dill.
Uh-huh.
If someone likes kosher dill, that's how you know they're a psychopath.
Pickles are just upsetting.
Yep.
I like the kombucha of vegetables.
That's fair.
That
That's
statement
a valid point.
Is upsetting.
What's kombucha?
it's upsetting, but it is true.
Yes, thank you. I told you, I have opinions.
So what do you think about cucumbers? I think they're great. Apparently people in this room don't like them.
Not a fan.
Cucumbers?
So you only like cucumbers if they're pickled?
Cucumbers are so good.
They're so good.
Sarah Grace, is
that
her
name?
Yeah. Sarah Grace, pickles are bad. Cucumbers are good.
Wouldn't agree with that statement.
No.
No, it's not something you can
they're
argue
both
with. It's a fact.
They're both good.
It's
in
fact.
Different ways.
Pickles are amazing.
I don't like pickles.
Pickle
yes,
juice
do.
Is like the nectar
I
of
do.
The gods.
You like pickles.
You drink a pickle juice.
It's just vinegar, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Nerd.
Thanks for calling
you.
Thank you for calling in.
That was Sarah Grace.
If you could hear.
Thanks, Tim.
A friend of Gabby.
I really.
I think you could.
Could you?
It was pretty far up.
Someone call in and tell us.
Yeah, Kevin, would you like to chime in and tell us if you could hear Sarah Grace and her opinions on pickles? Should we put on music? What song?
I think Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr. Blue Sky, a fan favorite of everyone here at Off the Goop.
You should sing along at home.
Yes, Mr. Blue Sky is an amazing song, and you should all love it.
Damn, leave the mics on. We're gonna sing.
Oh, yeah.
We're not gonna sing it, are we?
Yes. No.
Oh, no.
No, we're just gonna listen to the beautiful music of Mr. Blue Sky.
Are you gonna?
Are you
it's
gonna,
on.
You're gonna play it?
Oh.
I forgot how it starts. It's on, right? I played it and I turned on the computer.
How about we just sing it?
Yes.
6 seconds in?
Turn up the...
It's...
Hello? Now we
gotta turn it down.
Yeah, it's on. So, I'll just sing along.
Can you hear? That means Nate has to be the one to sing.
Are the mics on?
Because he can hear.
We could hear it.
Oh, sorry.
And that was Mr. Blue Sky. And if you didn't like it, then you are not intelligent.
You suck.
Now, once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Off the Goop. You're here speaking with Paul Timmis,
Hannah,
Alex,
Zach,
Jordan,
Henry,
Gabby,
and Nate.
Nate's a big boy. Now, if you would like if you would like to call in with any opinions on what we're talking about, the phone number is, now get a pencil ready, 610-330-5316. Once again, that's 610-330-5316. Zach, back to you.
Actually, I think Alex has some Yahoo Answers to
Alex.
Yes, I have scoped out Yahoo Answers for some interesting thought-provoking questions that we could, provoke thoughts on. The first one is it immature that I want to have friends? I'm 21.
Yes, that is immature.
Very mature.
I would like to disagree with that statement, Zach. I think it is not immature to want to have friends.
What?
At Why? The age of 21, though?
21, really?
21.
What kind of 21-year-old wants to have... Ooh, we are getting a call from Savannah.
Savannah?
Yes, Savannah. Yes, I know.
Pick up the phone. Let's see what she has to say.
Savannah, you're on with Off the Goop.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Savannah.
This is Savannah Madera.
That is my sister, I would like to add.
Okay. Hi.
Hello, Alex's sister. Do you have anything to add?
Do you guys have any
VeggieTales?
We
do have VeggieTales. Do you have any requests?
I love my lips, perhaps.
Y'all got water buffalo?
Oh, we have water buffalo.
A classic.
Water buffalo is a banger.
Before that, Savannah, what do you think? Is it immature if someone wants to have friends at the ripe age of 21?
If somebody what?
If somebody wants to have friends at the age of 21.
Why would that be weird?
Is it immature?
Is it immature?
I don't think it's immature.
Ooh. Unpopular opinion.
Interesting.
Wow.
Response.
Do you have any...
I can't really hear you that well.
Oh, no.
Try harder.
Can you turn up your volume?
I think we've insulted all of our listeners.
Yeah. It's definitely a possibility.
All three of them.
It's actually 11 right now.
11?
Yes, it is.
That's a big number.
Do you have a reason for why you think it is not immature?
To have friends?
To want to have friends.
At the age of 21!
21, come on.
21 years old!
At the age of 21, not to be immature. I think that friendship is a... I'm going with that. I don't know. Friends are cool. The good Lord Jesus Christ had his apostles, and I believe that translates to modern-day friendship, and therefore I find it to be godly and mature to have friends.
Sadly immature?
Godly and mature.
Oh, okay.
Both godly and mature.
Anyway, on the topic of godly, let's...
Let's hear some VeggieTales.
Water buffalo song. Christian ideals from VeggieTales.
Yes, this is the Water Buffalo song.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. So without further ado, Silly Songs with Laddie.
The Water Buffalo song. Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Oh, where'd we get them? I don't know. But everybody's got a water buffalo. Ooh. So I took my buffalo to the store. Got his head stuck in the door. Spilled some lime and beans on the floor. Oh, everybody got a...
Stop right this instant. What do you think you're doing? You can't say everyone's got a water buffalo. Water buffalo. We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my water buffalo? Why don't I have a water buffalo? And are you prepared to deal with that? I don't think so. Just stop being so silly!
This has been Silly Songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
Everybody got a baby kangaroo. Yours is pink, but mine is blue.
That was the Water Buffalo song for Savannah.
Yeah. Thanks, you're Savannah. Welcome, Savannah.
You're welcome.
Savannah Unana.
Thank, okay. Thank you, Richard.
We have another Yahoo Answers question. This is a spicy one. It says, I want to have more armpit hair. I'm 16 years old. I already have armpit hair, a normal amount, but I want much more. Will it grow thicker as it grows, or will it stay that way? Help! I really want a lot more armpit hair.
This is an important question. Is this a girl or a boy asking?
We don't know. I do not know.
Okay. So
it's a mystery. Answers. It is a mystery. Wow. But does anybody have any suggestions for them?
How many times did they say armpit hair in that question?
Seven.
Three.
Oh,
three. That's a lot.
That's a lot of times to repeat that.
It is. It's what they want.
I think after the first time you say armpit hair, the word hair is clearly, clearly referencing that hair. So I think really unnecessary for her to repeat that so many times, and I think the question is now irrelevant because of that.
You said her.
No.
Are you
they?
They. My mistake.
Well, okay. I think the first step would be to stop shaving your armpit hair if that's what you're doing.
Yes.
That's one way to make sure you have more armpit hair.
You could put like chia pet seeds like in your armpits.
Chia pet seeds.
Yes.
Yes.
That's an idea.
Yes. And like you could dye them brown, and like who's gonna know?
Who's gonna know? That's true.
Unless
a
someone,
good
like,
suggestion.
But like, you know,
do they sell wigs for armpits?
They do. They sell like wigs for your eyebrows.
Yeah.
You could get like armpit hair extensions.
Yes, you could get clip-ins.
Yeah.
Could you braid your armpit hair?
You could.
Yes.
As long as
you do give it like a little French braids.
You probably could not braid your own armpit hair. But I think
probably not your own. But like, if I could get Nate over here to braid my hair,
if you got really good at braiding armpit hair, you could do it commercially.
No.
Seems and like what would niche. You call your brand?
Where would you be?
Armpit doing? Hair braiders.
Okay, we're not going to talk to Tim for a little bit.
Excuse me, that's very
rude. Braiders of the Lost Arm.
That's pretty good.
Interesting.
To the girls in the room, do you remember when you got like feathers in your hair?
Yeah.
Imagine ones just for your armpit hair.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
You just lift your arms and they're just feathers. That could be a little.
You just clip the feathers on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take a little wrench and you just.
Yeah, you like clamp them on. It's like with a metal bead.
Perfect.
It would be a look.
It would be a look.
Yeah, we should start that.
Why does no one do this?
Bring the trend back.
We're trendsetters.
Off the group. Trendsetters.
Would you like to share with the class, Alex?
No, I would not. And you don't need to know. But Savannah knows what I'm laughing at.
Thank you, Savannah.
Anyway, the next question I would like to ask is, is Biden toast? And now we're not talking about toast as in, like, the election. Is he toast? Is he, like, toasted bread?
He's Wonder Bread.
Definitely Wonder Bread.
Maybe a wheat?
What
about
him? He's definitely Wonder Bread.
He definitely.
Like have you bread. Seen him
he
recently?
He absolutely be white bread.
He's, the man is very pale.
Yes. Wonder Bread.
I would believe true. White bread.
He does have a lot of the black, though.
For the listeners, we are currently pulling up a picture of Biden.
And we're gonna compare him to different types of toast.
He does look kind of like falsely tanned, though.
I mean,
that could be like the brown, like when the
when
toast.
You, when you
that's
toast
the toast
the
part
bread.
Of the toast.
To give my opinion, I have to say he's not toast. He's just too white. And after you toast something, it's so much less white that I feel like he must just be Wonder Bread and not toasted.
He could be lightly toasted.
Yeah.
Lightly, yeah.
Ever thought of that?
Wonder Bread, Joe Biden.
A little bit toasted.
New campaign slogan.
Maybe that'll work for him.
Biden's new campaign slogan, lightly toasted bread.
Lightly toasted Wonder Bread.
Lightly toasted Wonder Bread.
Yeah, it's the wonder.
Wonder Bread, Wonder Bread, we're on our way.
You have to make it more relatable to the wider audience.
Wonder Bread.
Exactly. So the Wonder Bread is the wider audience?
It's more relatable.
Wonder Bread?
Everyone loves Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread's okay.
It's wonderful, one might say.
That's a new topic. Do we agree
that's enough
with Wonder Bread?
Do we agree with Wonder Bread?
Yes.
It's gross.
Wonder Bread is like
I don't do that often.
Rubber.
I don't like Wonder Bread.
I might not like it, but I respect it. I like its packaging, the little like you know white and it's got the bubbles on it.
Makes a statement.
That's fair.
It's memorable.
Oh, sorry.
Should we move on to another
Yahoo answers. Yeah. This one is, how was Batman alive if his parents died? So if Batman...
sorry. Hold on, what?
I will continue. So if Batman's parents died, how was he even born in the first place? Like, they're dead. They can't have a baby. What do we think of this?
I believe that, parents can still have a baby after death. But I'm not 100% sure on that. Not a biology major.
What about... We do have a biology major in the room, though.
Oh, do we?
Would you like to chime in with your professional opinion?
Let's talk to our expert. Who's that?
Zachary? That's you.
That's you, Jordan.
Jordanian Lamb, the biology major.
Do I think Batman's parents could have conceived him after death?
conceived?
Or he was? How is he alive after they died? He wasn't alive before they died, and they just shot him in a rocket from wherever they ended up. And that's how...
Okay!
And off of our bio major.
Thank you, Jordan
Thank
Lamb.
Thank you for that.
A true expert.
Okay, I think we've got one last one, and this one is... It's short, it's to the point, it's simple. Why do my kelp smoothies turn out a disasters in the oven? There's a lot to unpack with that statement.
In the oven. What's in the oven?
Kelp smoothies.
Why would you put a smoothie in the oven?
That's how you make smoothies.
That's what you do.
Zach, you we were talking about this earlier.
You make smoothies all the time.
I make smoothies all the time in the oven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oven is in the washing machine?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
For all you listeners out there, the washing machine is called the oven.
And the dryer is the refrigerator.
Yes,
which
obviously.
Which may speak a little confusing considering the dryer's hot.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
It makes sense. Perfect sense.
Nate, don't look like that.
So the point is, you need to be able to shake a smoothie, so you put it in the oven, which is the washing machine, because it shakes it.
Right.
Okay, you want to know why they turn into disasters, though? Have you seen the SpongeBob movie?
No.
Okay, the original
in the
one.
They were in the washing machine?
No, they had kelp mustaches. Yes. And that's
why they were that's why they were men.
It's because kelp is mustache. It's meant for mustaches, not for smoothies. You know?
But you get a mustache
smoothie. Shardine.
Guys, we're at our peak amount
of listeners. Smoothie mustache?
15.
A smoothie mustache?
We're at 15.
You have a smooth mustache, but
who's
not a smoothie
Who's listening
mustache.
To this?
Can make a Facebook group for
We'd
this.
Like to thank all of our listeners for listening.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you,
Thanks, guys. Kevin. And Caitlin. And Roger.
It's Kevin on 15 different devices.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin.
Should we move back over?
What is our next topic?
What's our next topic?
Actually, I have a really important question.
Yes.
This is a commonly requested question. If there are possums everywhere and we just can't see them?
I think that's how it works.
It's very likely.
So by we can't see them, do you mean that they are possums that are invisible or they are in places
are
that
under
we cannot
chairs?
See
them?
What is that?
Oh,
what
they're just walking under
chairs.
They were under chairs.
They're under the chairs and tables.
Oh
yes.
My God.
I actually had a dream last night.
What?
Where
the possums?
There were possums everywhere. Except they weren't invisible. We could see them. But everything else was the same. So if everything else is the same, that means possums actually are everywhere.
Maybe it
was
a dream.
The only difference was that we could see them in this dream.
Maybe we can only see possums in dreams.
Scare all of our listeners.
Dream possums. I can't read that. I'm sorry. We're at 16.
Okay.
Thanks, Jordan.
You're not supposed to read it out loud.
When something is written on paper to be demonstrated to our other broadcasters, it's generally not requested that it's
our
loud.
Secrets. We have so many dark
written
secrets.
How many ants there are?
I'm proud.
Like how many ants there are, and we just don't even like
in the world
think about that.
Well, they're under chairs. There's always spiders near.
I think there are at least seven.
There are at least seven spiders.
Least seven.
Hey, Tim. What is your favorite letter?
Seven.
Good.
Seven.
Nate seems
I have to say that seven
disturbed
is a
by that
bad
answer.
Letter.
Would you like to elaborate on that, Nate?
What?
I would not.
Roger wants us to talk about how his roommate was talking about killing dogs while he was studying for calc. His suggestions are snapping its neck or stabbing it in the neck.
Whoa. This is a family-friendly
This is a
why
family
are we talking
show.
About this?
I don't know, Roger. Why are we talking about this?
That's kind of disturbing,
You should call
Roger.
In and tell us not more about it.
Roger, would you like the number to call in?
I think you shouldn't kill dogs.
If you're gonna brush your mouth, I also think you should not kill dogs.
My sister just texted me something very interesting. She said, "Would you look like Jar Jar Binks or talk like Jar Jar Binks? You can't kill yourself."
This is an interesting question.
A difficult choice.
I feel like talking like Jar Jar Binks could be good in this situation.
Can I choose?
How do you?
I feel like talk like Jabba the Hutt instead.
I feel like looking.
That wasn't part of the question.
Can I just be Jar Jar Binks?
Roger said, "I love Jar Jar Bonks."
Okay, we're getting a call from this said Roger.
Get ready.
We should ask him what he thinks of Jar Jar.
This could be exciting.
Okay.
Roger, you're on with Off the Goop.
Roger?
Hello?
Roger. Roger.
Roger that.
Oh, there he is.
Is it Roger?
Yes.
I would like to take this subject into matters about Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
And continue on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What would you like to say about him, Roger?
So I think we should move on to the subject about how he is indeed
a
Sith Lord.
Yes.
That was meant to be.
I 100% agree.
Perfection.
Are you going to talk about it?
Me going to talk about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you to give us some details.
Are you giving us a topic of conversation?
But I would like to listen to your thoughts.
Okay.
Just on Jar Jar Binks?
Being a
Sith.
Jar Jar Binks was solely responsible for Chancellor Palpatine. What was that, Roger?
I would like you guys to discuss Jar Jar Binks. I will be hanging up.
Okay, bye,
wow,
Roger.
Bye, Roger.
Rude.
Short and to the
point.
Yeah.
Let's discuss not Jar Jar Binks.
Just to spite
Roger.
Wow,
Richard really doesn't like Roger.
Richard, take that back.
Richard.
My name is Henry.
Oh, Richard.
Not Richard.
Oh, Richard.
Yeah.
Classic Richard.
See, I don't know about Jar Jar Binks being a Sith Lord. I know he is the Lord, though.
Yes, I agree.
I don't care if he's a Sith Lord. He's my God, my one true Lord.
Yes.
What is going on?
Topic of conversation. Do you remember the Lego Wii Star Wars game?
Yes!
Oh, yes.
The complete saga?
Heck yes.
The complete saga.
The complete
that was
saga.
The
unfortunately,
best
no
video
match
game
to the GameCube version of said game.
The Wii version was
the
Wii
version.
The Lego
version. We're not hipsters like Henry.
We're not hipsters like Henry.
You mean Richard.
Richard.
Not
Richard.
My name is Henry, and it is not Richard.
Classic Richard.
But it could be.
Always messing with
Richard
us.
Richard, what a prankster.
What a prankster.
What a prankster.
Born with the name Henry, and I would like to be called as such. All of you are being called by your own names, including Paul Timmis and Basketball Zach.
All right, Richard.
Called by
all right.
My name, Henry.
Okay, Richard.
So yeah, what's our next topic,
anyway?
Okay, I would like to talk about sleep, because sleep is boring and we shouldn't do it.
Oh,
but,
I
agree.
Okay,
I,
but,
I
it,
never,
but
I
it's
sleep
necessary, huh?
But sleep can
so,
be done any time of the day.
Well, see, here's the thing. What if we could outsource sleep? Like, dolphins can switch off half their brain. What if we buy sleep from dolphins,
yes,
huh? Expanding
that,
the economy.
Yes.
And
covert bartering.
Buy sleep.
Covert bartering.
Bartering. It's like farting in yoga.
A drop in the ocean.
Yes. Nobody understands our obscure references. But that,
but
is,
that is, that's okay. We understand them.
Which is superior to this by far.
No.
No, no, no.
Don't down our radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sleep can happen any time of the day, and I feel like people just always put it at the night.
Yeah.
Gabby has proven that you do not need to sleep
you guys
in
just,
the nighttime.
Can you guys just open up your minds? Can you open up your minds and your hearts and accept that some people don't want to sleep in the night hours? Some people want to stay up and go to Wawa.
Exactly.
And then sometimes you sleep during classes
not
or
during
through
classes
or in class, whatever you want.
I would like to say no.
Oh, there's a
we
call.
Are getting
we're getting
another
a call.
Call from
we're getting a
call. Wireless caller.
Is this one a
wireless caller, guys?
Let's
this
see what this is. You're on with Off the Goop.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Hello, this is Caitlin.
This is
oh,
Caitlin.
Hi,
Caitlin.
What's up?
Okay, thank you. So sleep, hello. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello?
I think there's a delay because I'm listening right now.
There
yes,
is
there
was a delay.
On the air is not what's happening. on the phone.
That's how radio works.
Listen to us from the phone.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with this.
Sleep
is really, really important, and the thing is that you can't sleep during the day, even though you physically can. It's just not good for you.
Counterpoint.
Right? So, Gabby, Nate,
why can't I?
Counterpoint, why not?
All
of you who think that sleeping during the day is all right, it's actually really, really bad for you.
Okay,
naps
so
are
we're
amazing.
Move on. I feel personally attacked at
Here's
this
the thing
moment.
Is,
we should talk
I've
about
been doing
this.
It for a while, and I'm still kicking.
Yeah, we're all still
I'm
alive.
Still moving and
so
grooving and having a great time.
You're alive.
That shows you.
Naps are very good.
Like heart disease and like Alzheimer's and et cetera.
But those are future things.
Yeah, that's future us problems.
Naps are for the now.
When we hear opinions we don't like from a caller, we just hang up on them.
Yeah, Caitlin, we're leaving.
Yeah. My mother agrees.
Sleep is just what the patriarchy wants us to believe in.
My mom texted me, napping is awesome. And I'd have to say my mom is the god.
Gabby's mom is amazing.
Is
thank you.
Let us all pray.
Thank
Gabby.
You, Candy Kapanga. Also, Jack Kapanga. Love you, too.
Okay, I think we should go back to outsourcing sleep. What if we gave, you know, cats sleep a lot, right? What if we just stole sleep from cats? Or old people, they sleep a lot. We could sort of spread it around.
How about from babies?
Babies do nap a
they
lot.
They sleep too much.
Babies don't sleep enough.
Does anyone just turn it up next door?
Guys, what is that noise?
That is someone turning up next
what
door.
What is that mysterious ticking noise?
Run.
The walls.
I see administrators and Hoag Hall.
Sorry, what?
Is the administrators in Hoag Hall having a crazy party?
Snape. Yep.
Snape.
You know.
Snape.
Dumbledore.
Snape. Snape. We're not doing this right
Snape.
Now.
Dumbledore.
Ron Weasley. Ron.
Okay, hey, what else do you want to talk about?
Should we get in one last topic?
Okay, Zach, last topic.
All right, last topic. Let's talk about condiments. How about ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise?
Oh, ketchup and mustard are essential. Ketchup is essential.
But the one thing that is absolutely never allowed is ketchup on mac and cheese. That
correct.
Is not allowed.
Yeah, that's gross.
But one thing you do put on mac and cheese, which I think is an underrated condiment, is
sriracha.
Yes.
That is valid.
Sriracha is the overall condiment. It's the best.
Well, sriracha is like spicy ketchup, right?
It kind of is.
Ketchup is just like kind of like sugar vinegar.
It's sweet. It's not what anyone expects.
Can ketchup we all agree, though, that mustard is the absolute worst?
Yes. Like, yeah, we can agree with that.
Mustard is disgusting.
Mustard is awful.
What's mustard
mayo
okay
is not
on?
Good either.
Mayo, it's just
is
like
mayo
an
aioli.
If it's
right?
Like an aioli, it's
mayo
very good.
Mayo is an instrument. You can
mayo
add
is an
it
instrument.
On your stomach and it makes a noise.
I like mustard.
Mustard
yes,
is bad, Zach.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
What no,
is,
you don't.
What is
no.
your favorite way to
you
taste
don't like
mustard?
It.
Actually, if you put mustard in, like, you know, like tuna cans. If you have
tuna cans,
yeah, and you put mustard in it.
Mustard in tuna can? Like, a can of tuna.
Okay, well, you
yes,
take the tuna out of the
salad.
Can, and then you put mustard
exactly
in the tuna salad.
Salad.
It tastes good.
One person at a time.
Thanks.
There are a lot of us here.
There are.
So you take the tuna out.
So
there's almost as many of us.
But
as
do you
there
leave the
viewers.
Tuna juice in?
Listeners, actually.
We are running out of time. So if anyone would like to put in a request
for a song,
to close us out, once again, the number is 610-330-5316.
Also, if we don't like your request, we won't do it.
Yes.
If you don't request something, we're just going to play What's New Pussycat.
If you don't request what we already want
as we go up,
then
we'll just play something different.
We're just going to play what we want anyway.
Because, like, we know what good music is. Because
we're rebels.
Obviously.
But you might.
We are radio
rebels.
Who's
the DJ?
Who are the DJs here?
Exactly.
Us.
We have control.
Yeah, you can't do anything. Like,
you're not my dad.
Later. My car's 20 feet away. Later.
It's actually really far away for college.
Okay, you know what? We are on every week at 9 p.m. on Sundays. Tune in next week to hear Larry say.
We might not be at 9 p.m. next week.
Maybe not.
I don't know if it's the same schedule every week.
It probably
is. I assume it is.
It is.
But I don't know if it is.
It is.
Well, just in case it's not, we'll also, just tell all of our viewers because you are not watching this by chance. You're watching this because you know.
We have to be at the same time because our committed viewers, there were 18, not viewers, listeners. There were 18 listeners today listening to us. And we need to do it for them. We need to.
We have to do it for them.
If anything, just tune in at 9 o'clock on Sunday and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Might be us. Might not be us.
Take a chance.
It's probably going
to
be us.
Take a chance. Listen to more of the radio people.
It'll probably be us.
Oh, and also, shameless plug, listen to me and Hannah on the radio.
Yes.
On Thursday nights at 7.
Yes.
With some funky fresh tunes, and that is the title of our show.
You will be listening to some funky fresh tunes.
Did we get one? Oh, who said it?
So we have a request.
For what?
From Caitlin.
Caitlin!
What is this request?
Mambo number 5.
Mambo? Also known as Mambo.
Alright, are we gonna sign off before we play it?
Or yes.
Is this a song that we can play? Are we
sure? Is it?
I don't know if it's one that we can play.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Remember.
Let's put... Caitlin, we appreciate it, but we don't know.
I'm sorry, Caitlin.
How about It's Not Unusual?
It's not unusual. It's not typically a song you would play by itself, but
it's
I guess...
It's not unusual to play it by itself.
Really,
Alex?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if Mambo number 5 is appropriate.
Yeah,
it's not
we're going to go sure with It's Not Unusual. This is Off the Goop, signing off.
Signing off.
Off the Goop.
Signing off.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. See you next week, everyone.
No, we won't see them.
Hear you next week.